So when you got back home, what did you, how did you get into the, you went to the Merchant Marines, or
No.
what, how did you wind up in the Philippines?
When I came back, I knew that I had to do something quick. I wasn't going back to be a schoolboy. So I went to a business college, but for 5 months. And at the end of that 5 months, I had taken them for 1 month in a post office, which is working from 4 o'clock to midnight for 60 cents an hour. I had over $100. I took the train to Toronto, Ontario, after 5 months in the States. And I got a job with the White Star Line in Toronto.
So this is a private sailing line.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
After spending 2 years in Canada, I went to New York.
How'd you like New York?
Fine.
Yeah, we're from New York originally.
Where about
I was
you?
born in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Brooklyn?
I was born on Fourth Avenue and 40th Street.
Well, you know where 68th and 7th Street is.
Where?
68th 87th Street,
Yeah.
Blue Ridge.
Bay Ridge, yeah.
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 That was in walking distance of where I spent over a year with the out of Blue Ridge
So you lived there?
for a year.
In Bay Ridge?
Yes.
Because we lived on 40th Street. And then we moved to 52nd and 8th. And then when my wife and I met, I was living on 73rd Street and 4th Avenue.
Well,
Wow, that's good.
I like New York.
Yeah.
Wonderful place.
I bet Brooklyn was a lot different then than it was when I was growing up.
I might have been.
Yeah. So you were in New York, and then what happened?
I went down from Canada to New York, and I went in to see the manager of the White Star Line, elderly man from the British Artillery, and he asked me, "Have you ever been to New York?" I said, "I sailed from there on the Carpathia in December 1917." The old man almost fell out of his chair. He had to go and get another shot of bourbon.
All right, so you told him you'd sailed from New York on the Carpathia.
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd he say?
He said, "When you get to New York, you go in to see the traffic manager of the United States Lines, Mr. A.C. Fedorov." I remember the man's name.
What's the last name?
Fedorov.
Federal, okay.
That was a top job, both here and in England. Well, I didn't. I'm a Missourian. I don't follow whatever people tell me to do.
So how'd you get from there? How'd you wind up from, so
Oh,
you worked on the line?
well, when I was in New York, I was always close to the gymnasium. I've always done exercise. That's why I'm here at 107, going on 8 now.
I'm 52. I keep telling my wife I want to make it to 100, and I work out 3 or 4 times a week too. So I'm right behind you.
Well, if you keep on working, you can make it.
Well, you wait for me. I'll catch up.
All right.
Okay. So you were working. So you were going to. You found a gymnasium.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was still thinking of the steamship business. I was working for the Bankers Trust, Fifth Avenue and 42nd Street.
And what bank?
Bankers Trust
Bankers
Company.
Trust. Okay, all right.
5th Avenue and 42nd Street,
Okay, I know
to
where it is.
across from the library,
Yeah, I know.
a prestigious bank. and I used as my reference this little bank in Oakwood, Oklahoma, 10,000 population, or 10,000 capitalization. And they must have surprised if I looked to write it, or had a lot of nerve in there. I was there a couple of years. And my closest friend there was Charles Dean Stearns. His father was president of Andover, and his grandfather had been president of Amherst. And we would, he was taught wrestling, and I taught calisthenics in this YMCA. And after our sessions at the gymnasium, we'd go to his room and sit and talk about the steamship business. So I got a job with the old Munson line in New York to Buenos Aires. I spent over a year there, and still liked South America, and went to the West Coast, W.R. Grace and Company, on the Grace Steamship Line. I spent over a year there, and then went to the West Coast of South America, both cargo vessels and passenger vessels. I was 8 years in South America, where you had to know the language well.
What language did you speak?
Spanish.
Okay.
Well, I studied Portuguese too, but mostly Spanish. Then I went out to the Orient, quite well acquainted in China, Manchuria, Malaya, but in the Philippines. And then I was with the Roosevelt Steamship Company. Kermit Roosevelt was the president. I knew all the Roosevelt family.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I never met Theodore, but I did meet his wife. For a year I was on the old George Washington, and she was a passenger. And every day she'd have about 100 letters and postcards to send. And she'd always stop and talk to me for a while.
What was your job on the steamship?
Purser.
Purser?
I decided when I went to sea that's where I should be, because the purser is the company's representative aboard, and you have to know language, the background, history. Well, the Baltimore Mail Line, we were on the European service, New York, to had the mail contract, which was an important thing. And I was there on the North Atlantic from 1931 to 1938, 7 years there. We saw that the war was coming, or that we would be eventually involved. And we gave up the Europeans service and moved to San Francisco.
So you moved to the West Coast.
Well, from New York to West Coast.
Right, to try and avoid the chaos of the war.
Well, yes. And then we continued that service to bring back cargoes of tin and rubber from the Orient. Those ships were taken over by the government as Marine Corps transport. And that left me looking for a job, and I went out to San Francisco